This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jimmy Butler experience, the fact that it did happen this fast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think is great, not only for us because we get to talk about the team, but we get to see this team now the next couple of weeks, and they're going to have a stretch here coming up, Joe Shasta, as I pull up their schedule, because they got the Nets tomorrow. They got the Pistons at home. That's a primetime game at 5:30. Yeah, the Detroit Pistons all of a sudden.
Another team like the Warriors. Don't look at what they were.
No.
Look at what they are.
Correct. And Cade Cunningham is one of the future studs in this league. We're talking about, and we talk about it too much, the future faces of the league. If Cade Cunningham can make the Detroit Pistons a contender, like, and that is a franchise that has history. Yeah. You think of, we're talking about John Sally, Bad Boys Pistons. And you talk about the Bad Boys in the early 2000s, Ben Wallace for our generation,
yeah,
probably.
But they've been awful for like two decades.
No, since LeBron probably beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals, they've been horrible.
Yes.
Andre Drummond might be one of their best players, for Christ's sake.
He is.
Right? That's saying something.
But it goes to show you that, you know, winning players like Cade Cunningham can change a franchise.
Absolutely. And they believed in him, and so much so that they paid him all that money, even though he was on a losing team, but they saw the future there. All right, Pistons on Saturday. Got the Blazers on Monday. I'm not saying that Blazers are an easy win. Like, that's not an easy win. They play hard each and every night. They're lurking. They might have some hope for the 10th spot, depending on what happens with the Dallas Mavericks. And now the Dallas Mavericks are talking about contemplating shutting down Anthony Davis, according to reports. And we were talking about that yesterday. So that's another team.
We both kind of predicted that.
Then you got the Kings. Now this is where the stretch gets a little interesting. Kings next Thursday, March 13th.
Which they feel like a different team, and they're kind of figuring it out too.
Yep. Then you got the Knicks, okay.
Which could be, who knows? They're on a long road trip. They might sit some people.
Absolutely. Then you got the Nuggets and then the Bucks. That's going to be a fascinating four-game stretch for me.
Wow.
And that's 4 games in 5 days, too. So do you get Steph and Jimmy for all those games? Do you get Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy for all those games? We shall see. But again, I have so much confidence in this team that I'm even saying, yeah, they can go 4-0. They can go 3-1.
That's crazy.
Were you saying that a month ago?
No.
No.
I was like, can they go 2-2, 1-3?
And what's changed for you in that time, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. What have you seen with Jimmy Butler being out there? Because it can't all be Jimmy.
No.
Is it all Jimmy? But no, there's the coaching. There's the players buying in. It's the young guys. It's the pods. It's the posts. It's everything, Joe.
When I think about some of like the great, you know, in-season trades, what it does for the others is as impactful as what that individual means for their own production. Right. So like, for example, you know, you trade for an ace in baseball, right? And it makes your whole rotation feel deeper and better and stronger.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just, it goes without saying. Yep. It's like, wow, they just traded for Cliff Lee in the middle of the year. You're going to go Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, back-to-back. Wow.
John Lester for Yoenis Cespedes. Continue.
For example, but that's a good example of one that kind of ruined their lineup.
Yeah.
So you get rid of your number four hitter in Yoenis Cespedes, and now Damian Moss and all these other guys are
Brandon Moss, but Damian Moss.
Excuse me, are miscast as players batting in spots they probably shouldn't be batting in, right? And I think that the problem with the Warriors pre Jimmy Butler is you had players playing roles that I didn't think that they were ready for, and you had too many guys. Like you had too many guys.
Yeah,
and then I think what, you know, the acquisition of Jimmy has done is, hey, all right, pods, you and Schroeder aren't going to be playing overlapping minutes, right? Because that just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. There's too much dribbling going on between the two of them. Pods looks so much better since returning from an injury.
Yeah.
Moses Moody has a clearly defined role. Moses, we're going to pick individual players for you to match up against defensively. We need you to hustle like crazy and get all the loose balls as best you can. And you're going to be a knockdown, catch-and-shoot guy in the offense. Well, Jimmy Butler's passing plays right into that with Moses Moody. And I also think he's done a good job of pump-faking and going to the hoop at times. I think about adding Quentin Post to the mix, stretch five. We've been asking for that forever. You know, even Looney, it's been kind of hit and miss the last couple of weeks. But at least Looney knows what his job is. Be a rugged defender. Be my one big. TJD, you're kind of ostracized right now. You're on the bench. You're not going to play a whole lot. GP2, guard the best perimeter player when you're on the court. Give me nothing but energy and hustle minutes. Yeah. Like, everyone's spots have really started to solidify. And then Draymond, which I am shocked. Jimmy being on the floor offensively, for whatever reason, has unlocked Draymond's passing. It's unlocked Draymond's playmaking. It's unlocked Draymond's shooting. He's had any shot he wants in the mid-range.
It's so funny because he said it after the game, Jimmy Butler. Again, I'll play it one more time. Jimmy Butler, after the game, sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area.
We got so many guys that are so unselfish that want to get everybody else the ball. Sometimes it's a bad thing because we're too unselfish, not taking the right shots. But in the end, we figured it out. We went into halftime, talked about what we were going to do, came out and executed.
The guy that was labeled selfish all season long, dating back to last summer, one Jimmy Butler III, is preaching unselfishness. And he is the guy that has probably been the most unselfish, quite frankly. Like, he is always looking to pass. He's looking for the next play. He's looking to intercept it on the defensive side. He is such a cerebral player that I think that's another aspect of this, as you're mentioning, as you're talking about, that people were sleeping on heading into this. Like, you can't underestimate someone's IQ. Like, he was the best player on a team that went to two NBA finals. I don't scoff at those things. I said it then, I'll say it now. That is a big deal. So not only has he been the head honcho, he's been that guy to carry a team multiple times. And again, just because it's the East, we act like, oh, he didn't play. No, he beat the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis. He beat the Boston Celtics with Tatum and Brown. He's beaten some very, very good teams en route to the NBA Finals. And yeah, their team was going to be outmatched in both of those because the Lakers had Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and then the Nuggets had Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Like, they were going to win those series. But the fact that he got there, And I hate that we're in this society, Joe Shasky, that, oh, you didn't win the finals, so it doesn't matter. And this is something we do with LeBron and Steph, quite frankly. It's like, oh, you got there. Oh, but you blew a 3-1 lead, and that's what you're going to be remembered for. LeBron, the Niners, right?
We dismiss everything with the Niners.
Three Super Bowls.
You lost Super Bowl.
You lost three of them. You guys stink.
Like that season was awful.
Right. Well, that's what we do. And then the following season was awful. But no, that's why it's so frustrating if you're a Niner fan. But I say all that to say this. Like, I do think we really slept on the fact that this guy was the best player, not on just one, but two teams that went to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, but I'm still surprised how quickly he's assimilated to just everything. So, like, I'm looking at the first 43 games without Jimmy Butler versus these 11 since he showed up. Now, it includes one game that he didn't play, and that's fine. Like, that's part of, you know, Steph didn't play in all the first 43. So, just looking at this, all right, obviously their win-loss record, they were 21 and 22. Since acquiring Jimmy, they're 9-2. They shoot better field goal percentage. Their effective field goal percentage is better. Their three-point shot has actually dipped a little. And I would put some of that as, you know, Wiggins was a good three-point shooter. Jimmy's not. And Lindy Waters is a good three-point shooter, essentially. And they don't have that guy currently. But they're shooting way better from the free throw line. They're going to the free throw line more. They have more assists per game. They're turning it over less per game. They're stealing the ball more per game. And they're rebounding at a better clip.
Mm.
So if the eyeball doesn't tell you that they're a better team with Jimmy Butler, I almost went Garoppolo.
Careful, sir.
Every metric outside of the three ball, they've been more effective and more efficient on both ends of the floor. And you could see it. I watched in the break. I went into the office with the bosses, just, you know, chewing my Kit Kat bar at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I watched three backdoor cuts for layups. It's like the easiest basketball and the best basketball they've played in multiple years. Points, they are playing at such a high level.
Points in the paint. Not to cut you off there. It's a great
give it
point.
To me. Give me the points in the paint.
50 for the Warriors, 52 for the Knicks. What do we say heading into that game? Knicks have size.
And they do.
Now, Carl Anthony Towns not being there, but he's not a points in the paint kind of a guy. He's an outside shooter. He'll get a pull up. He's not what you would call a posted up 7-footer. But again, it just underscores what you're saying. Points in the paint there. They're fast break points, 25 points to the Knicks 10. Now, the second chance points were about even. But I look at the fast break and the points in the paint. You called it, Joe Shasky. That's how you mitigate the lack of size. If you're just constantly penetrating that paint. And Jimmy said it yesterday after the game, too. I don't think we have that exact cut, but it was in the locker room. I think Anthony Slater posted it on social, and Anthony Slater will be joining us at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. And Jimmy was saying, someone has got to be in the paint at all times when you have Steph on the floor.
True.
It's obvious. It sounds obvious. But how many times did it feel like we were watching this team not having a clue prior to Jimmy Butler being here about how to run an offense with Stephen Curry? We talked about it with Dennis Schroeder. He just could not play with the guy. They just didn't know what to do. And Schroeder's a guy that can cut and go into the paint. And now,
well, he was a warrior killer.
But you know what? Size matters. Physicality matters. Strength matters. And Jimmy Butler, he's 6'7". He's 230. Like he could chill in the paint and be effective in there.
Now, Sam Lubman, I talked to him last night and I said, hey, Sam, I need you to do some work for me. All right. And I want to give him credit here. I'm like, I want to know all of Steph's numbers before the Jimmy trade and all of his numbers since the Jimmy trade.
Give it to me.
Because you're talking about Steph and how easy the game looks right now.
Yeah.
Before the trade, he was averaging a little under 23 points a game. Since the trade, almost 30.
Absolutely incredible.
7-point difference. Okay. Before the trade, he was 39% from three. After the trade, he's 43% from three. He's shooting a better clip. Okay? Shooting percentage overall from the floor, 43% before Jimmy, over 50 since he showed up.
It's crazy.
Shots per game.
We were talking about this real quick, Joe, as you're going. We were talking about this as being like one of the worst seasons like we've seen from Steph shooting the ball wise. It just was because he had to do so much.
He looked exhausted. Yeah. You know what we were saying? Is this kind of the end?
Yeah.
Like, is this the beginning of a precipitous fall off? Shots per game. He's averaging two more shots per game with Jimmy and hitting them at a better clip. Offensive rating for the entire team, 115 before Jimmy, which is a good, respectable number. They're 134 offensive rating since Jimmy Butler's acquisition. Man. And here's the best stuff. Joe, I love this. Draymond, who we've already alluded to, he's averaging about 8 points a game before Jimmy. Over 11 since. Shooting 3% higher from the field, taking more shots, rebounding better, blocking more shots. Your two best players, who are the two of the four greatest players in Warrior history, maybe even five, six, however, you know, however many you got in your lifetime, they're both playing a better, more efficient, more proficient brand of basketball. And all the ancillary pieces are falling into place. Pod's playing great. There's an argument Moody's playing the best basketball of his career. Quentin Post is showing you something. Guy Santos is making plays. GP2 had a great road trip till the injury.
You've got Kevin Knox out there.
It's unreal.
Former Knicks legend Kevin Knox out there getting 12 minutes in Madison Square Garden.
This is unbelievable. And here's the key. Here's the key. This team, we talk about the free throw line. They were one of the worst free throw shooting teams in the league. Right before Jimmy Butler.
Well, they couldn't even get there. When they got there, they would miss.
They would miss.
Yes, that was it. It was literally Steph. Whenever Steph missed a free throw, which is rare, it felt like he missed two of them. It's like, no!
Joe, how many games did we come in here and go, the missed free throws?
Yeah, right, all the time.
Okay. The Warriors have shot at least 80% from the line 8 times in the 11 games since Jimmy arrived.
And last night, it was basically 80%. It was 78.9%.
Okay.
So there you go.
They've shot 80%, though, yes. 8 times.
Right, yeah.
Since Jimmy got here.
I'm adding this one.
They had
the
11 80. All year prior in the 43 games before him.
Yeah.
It's just pick the metric, pick the eyeball, you know, isolate individual possessions, go down the roster. Who is not playing some of their best ball of the year?
Well, Buddy Hield probably, but he's been picking it up lately.
You
That's
know what,
the only
though?
Guy.
But Buddy's, okay, how would I put this? Buddy's few shots he hits hit harder.
Yes.
Because, like, everything else is kind of falling into place.
I agree on that. Absolutely. 3 of 10 yesterday, but it didn't feel like it because the time and place of those three-pointers were massive for the momentum
Absolutely.
Of the team. And it was a gut punch to the New York Knicks because, like, damn, how Buddy Hield's making them. Almost like when Draymond's hitting some threes. And, like, when he's hitting the threes, like, man, really? Like, that's kind of going to be the night we have. Or Gary Payton when he gets back out there and he hits a couple. It just changes everything. We got some people on hold.
Yeah, let's hear from
them. I want to get to them.
God, I can't get over how good everyone's playing.
I don't think anyone can.
And they're so happy.
Right?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.